Bonjour Montréal, c'est Camille Isaacs-Morel de l'organisme Espoir pour la démence. Comme vous venez d'entendre, c'est un nouvel an et il faut maintenant garder le cap. So this morning, Montreal, I am in studio with Laurie-Anne Batcheville, or Laurie B. Coach. We're going to be talking about staying the course with your New Year's resolutions. I'm sure on est bombardé maintenant avec des publicités sur la perte de poids et la nutrition pour et l'exercice physique. So we're all bombarded with advertisements about weight loss and good nutrition this year and taking physical exercise. Stay with us. We have some good points for you today on how you can stay the course. So, Hope for Dementia, it is the organization where I work and that I represent. We're focused on dementia risk reduction. Yep, you can reduce your risks of dementia. Vous pouvez réduire vos risques de démence par l'entremise d'un programme d'exercice physique. Yes, by physical exercise. And here with us to talk to us about that today is, as I mentioned earlier, Laurie-Anne. Hi, Laurie-Anne.
Hi, Camille. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bonne année à toi aussi. Hein? Yes. And I have to tell you, Laurie-Anne is coming to us very well qualified to talk about physical exercise and its connection with the risk reduction for dementia. Laurie-Anne is a certified trainer who has developed an exercise plan for Hope for Dementia's Move for a Healthy Mind. Un programme Bouger pour un cerveau en bonne santé chez Espoir pour la démence. C'est Laurie-Anne qui a conçu ça et donc elle travaille avec nos clients pour les aider à garder le cap sur l'exercice physique. But Laurie-Anne is really well qualified to talk about this because she's not only a certified trainer, but she's a certified functional strength coach who has a bachelor's degree, wow, in biology and a master's degree in microbiology and immunology. And what does all of that have to do with brain health? Okay. So Laurie-Anne, my first question to you. Ready to roll?
I'm ready and excited.
Okay. We know that physical activity can reduce the risks of dementia, but tell us the connection between brain health and exercise. C'est quoi la connexion entre la santé cérébrale et l'exercice physique?
Donc, essentiellement, l'exercice, je vais commencer avec un point, c'est que l'exercice, c'est comme de la nourriture. So, exercise is like food for your brain. And so there are a lot of factors that exercise play into the health of your brain, but I'm just going to summarize a couple of three factors that I would like to really highlight this morning. Is the first one is that it literally increases the size of your brain.
Wow.
So there's a part of your brain called the hippocampus. And so that part of the brain literally increases in size as you exercise. And what that increase in size does is that it helps you with task management. It helps you with coordination. It helps you with planning. And then the second thing that I particularly like is that it releases these GABA neurotransmitters. So these GABA neurotransmitters, transmitters, essentially, they are anti-anxiety molecules.
Wow.
So it helps you reduce or diminish any feelings of anxiety and depression that you can have thanks to exercise. A second link that we can find with exercise and the health of your brain is that the fact that it recruits these three kind of like musketeers in the brain that I like to call dopamine, noradrenaline, and serotonin. So these are neurotransmitters that together, they hyperstimulate your mind. And this hyperstimulation of your mind, what it does is it gives you an increased focus of attention. It also helps you control your emotions better. So anything in terms of fight or flight emotions are, thanks to consistent exercise, our body and our brain is better able to manage those emotions. And last but not least is the protection factor that I really want to talk about. Is essentially there's two parts of your brain that gets oxygen, a lot of oxygen when you exercise regularly. And I mentioned a little bit earlier is the hippocampus, but also the prefrontal cortex. And those two parts of your brain get oxygen, and not only do they get stronger, but they get bigger. And as they get bigger and stronger, those parts are interesting because with aging, those parts of your brain are susceptible to degeneration.
Okay.
And so when you exercise consistently, what happens is that you are able to protect your brain and so reduce the risks of Alzheimer and dementia. Donc, longue histoire courte,
oui. Okay, oui, oui.
C'est un peu long, mais longue histoire courte. Essentiellement, faire de l'exercice, ça protège notre cerveau en réduisant les risques de maladies neurodégénératives qui viennent avec l'âge. Il y a aussi le fait que ça libère des neurotransmetteurs tels que la dopamine, la sérotonine et la noradrénaline qui a un effet de bain moussant pour le cerveau. Donc, ça réduit les risques de, les sentiments de dépression et d'anxiété. Et finalement aussi, il y a le fait que ça littéralement augmente la taille du cerveau, ça augmente la taille de l'hippocampe, donc ça augmente tes capacités de travailler au niveau de la planification, l'organisation, la gestion de tâches et la gestion de stress et aussi la mémoire.
Oui, donc Lauriane, merci pour tout ça. And I would like to just add that when we talk about improving planning or moods, reducing anxiety, all of these things are linked to persons who are at risk of dementia. Mm. Persons, but there are actually 14 now modifiable risks of dementia, which I'm not going to go and list them off, but broadly speaking, they can be grouped in areas of nutrition, physical exercise, and social interaction. And if you are anxious, or if you are depressed, or if you are not exercising, you are more at risk of dementia. And everything in your body is controlled by your brain. So your brain health, okay, is something that we have to take care of. Quand on fait l'exercice physique, il faut être conscient que on prend soin aussi de notre cerveau. Mm-hmm. C'est pas juste physiquement, mais le cerveau aussi s'améliore avec l'exercice physique et réduit les risques de démence. Yes, so, Lauriane. Okay, so we talk about all the benefits of exercising and everybody's making New Year's resolutions. And mm-hmm. I've been telling people, yes, it's great to set New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. but everybody knows that by March, everybody's trying to figure out what was their, they've forgotten what they were supposed to be working on. And je me lève la main aussi pour dire que oui, ça s'est passé avec moi plusieurs fois. But this year it's going to be different for me.
Ooh.
But yes, yes, yes. Bon, mais là, Lauriane, c'est quoi le problème? Pourquoi est-ce que les gens ne peuvent pas garder le cap avec leur résolution? We're speaking particularly about physical exercise. Why are people falling off the wagon?
So, you said people drop in March. I think people drop before, maybe in February. maybe after Valentine's Day or before Valentine's Day. But definitely doesn't make it to St. Patrick's. But long story short, I think we really need to focus on goals that are small.
Okay.
Goals that are measurable. Mm-hmm. Goals that are achievable, that are relevant and time bound.
Exactly. Goals.
So okay. Smart goals. Mm-hmm. Essentiellement, je pense qu'une des raisons pourquoi nos objectifs de résolution de nouvel an, ils sont pas réalisés ou bien ils tombent à l'eau rendu le mois de février. Toi, Camille, t'as dit mars, mais moi, honnêtement, rendu à la Saint-Valentin, puis y a plus personne dans les gyms qui court sur les tapis roulants. Mais moi, je pense que c'est tout simplement parce qu'on se donne pas des objectifs qui sont réalistes.
Oui.
On se donne des objectifs qui sont irréalistes. Donc, il faut vraiment travailler sur quelque chose qui est petit, réalisable et associé au temps. Donc.
Okay. So, Lauriane, this is a good time to take a commercial break. Après la publicité, on va discuter des trucs et astuces pour garder le cap. Okay?
Yeah. 105.1 Mike FM.
Découvrez le luxe avec Genesis Saint-Laurent.
Réservez un essai routier dès aujourd'hui avec le service Genesis à la maison. Nous nous déplaçons pour vous présenter le véhicule de votre choix. Les invités de Genesis Saint-Laurent bénéficient de 5 ans 100 000 km d'entretien inclus avec service de valet à domicile et voiture de courtoisie. Venez découvrir le GV70, primé meilleur VUS toute catégorie en 2024. À votre domicile, au bureau ou sur place au 2955 chemin de la Côte-de-l'Est à Montréal, Genesis Saint-Laurent. Nous venons à vous.
Mike. Commencez la nouvelle année en pleine forme avec BuzzFit Gym. Mike FM offre deux cartes Buzz, un abonnement d'un an qui comprend l'accès à tous les BuzzFit Gym, le privilège d'inviter un ami en tout temps, accès illimité à la zone Buzz, au lit d'hydromassage, aux chaises de massage, au lit de bronzage, aux cabines de luminothérapie et au sauna. Profitez d'analyses corporelles mensuelles. Rendez-vous sur MikeFM.ca. Remplissez la page concours et dites-nous ce que vous prévoyez faire avec le nouveau corps en santé d'ici la fin de l'année. Les salles d'entraînement BuzzFit Gym rendent la forme physique accessible et amusante. Le grand gagnant, jeudi le 16 janvier, lors de l'émission du matin. Bonne chance. Mike FM.
Staying on course with New Year's resolutions is not always easy, but here's some motivation to keep you going. Do you know that you can reduce your chance of developing dementia by 40%? Hope for Dementia, an organization committed to promoting dementia prevention, has an online resource center that provides tips and tools to help you reduce the risks of dementia through nutrition, physical exercise, and staying socially active. Visit hopefordementia.org and learn how you can live your best life in 2025. So it's Camille Isaacs-Morel back with you again on this special segment of Mike FM this morning. I have with me Laurie B., coach. I'm here representing the organization Hope for Dementia, and Laurie Ann is talking to us about New Year's resolutions, particularly how do we keep on track? Comment est-ce qu'on peut garder le cap avec nos résolutions, particulièrement dans le domaine de la santé physique et cognitive aussi, parce qu'on parle de la connexion entre l'exercice, les activités physiques et la santé mentale et la santé cérébrale. So we're talking about the connection between physical exercise and brain and mental health. And Laurie-Ann is with us today. She is talking to us about how we can stay the course. So Laurie-Ann, before we came to the break, we were talking about why people are falling off the wagon. And you said it's because we're not setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals or SMART goals. On est trop ambitieux avec nos attentes. Mm-hmm. Et donc, maintenant, on va embarquer dans une discussion sur les trucs et astuces, les bons conseils pour comment est-ce que nous pouvons garder le cap. So we're going to be talking about some tips and tricks too, yes, to stay physically active and to maintain our New Year's resolutions. So
essentially, I'm really happy you asked this question. I'm not going to go into the classic tips and tricks because there are so many resources on the Hope for Dementia website on, you know, parking your car a little bit more far away when you go to a grocery store or taking the stairs when you're going into a building that has a lot of floors. But I want to talk about unconventional tips and tricks as well to have your New Year's resolution be more sustainable. So there's five, and the last two are a bit intertwined. So I'm going to start with the first one is I recommend whatever your goal is to set more time for rest. Add extra rest days to your workout routine, your workout program, or your goals. For example, my goal is oftentimes to train 4 to 5 days a week. But this year, to make it more sustainable, I might give myself more breaks, more extra rest days. So certain weeks, because let's say if it's Easter or family gathering or I'm on vacation, I might set myself like to train 2 or 3 days a week just to make it more realistic to come back to what I spoke to earlier.
But that's counterintuitive.
It is.
It's very counterintuitive.
It's counterintuitive, but it helps us be more sustainable.
But what happens on those rest days, you might decide you're going to treat yourself to a nice big ice cream cone or a nice big hunk of cake. And I said hunk because, you know.
I'm going to get to that a little later. But that's my first goal. Okay. Our first tip is to set extra rest days. The second one would be to train or do an activity that you like with people that you like somewhere that you like.
Wow.
And so if you're an outdoor person, don't spend your time indoors in a gym on a treadmill. Go on a hike. Go outside for a walk. Join a running club. Do it with people that you like. And no matter how far it is or how close it is, make sure that it's something that you can, because then there's the accountability aspect. There's the mental health aspect of being around people that you like, doing something that you like. The third thing is track things outside of tracking your calories. And so there's the new thing, you know, we're tracking calories. We have all these apps to let us know how many calories are in an apple, how much calories are there in bread, in meat, in fish. But I recommend personally to track how much sleep you're getting. How much natural sunlight are you getting? How many times are you able to go outside and get some fresh air? Because now we live in a time and day where we can work from home, so we don't necessarily have to go outside. How many times, this is a little more personal, but like, how's your digestive system?
Okay.
You know? And so manage these things, your stress, your feelings, your emotions, your bowel movements, to be able to see how is this fitness program, how is this workout program, how are my goals being tracked outside of just calories that I'm eating. And the last two is to come out when you were talking about a little bit that ice cream. So the fourth tip is, I would say, to have a healthy relationship with food.
Oh.
And the last one is, I would recommend to reframe our relationship with exercise. So food in and of itself, I find, is so integrated in the fabric of our society. Food is not only used as nourishment. We're not going to lie. Food is used to celebrate. Food is used to connect with human beings. Food is used for festivities, events. We use food as, honestly, as a reward system. We use food as an emotional comfort. A lot of people have an emotional relationship with food, and that ties into having eating disorders. And then, so the first is food, and then comes into our relationship with exercise. And so oftentimes we use exercise as a punishment. So sometimes, you know, we're just coming out of a festive season. A lot of people had holidays, they connected and they feasted on a lot of food. And then we have this relationship with exercise where we use it as a punishment, where we exercise a lot because we want to burn all the calories that we ate. And then when you think about it, it's a very unhealthy dynamic that we have, using exercise as punishment and food as a reward. And then it becomes just an unhealthy cycle, which in the sustainability of tracking our goals and staying up to date with the New Year's resolution that we had, then it's not sustainable and it's very toxic.
Well, I this is very interesting, and I think we're going to unpack this a bit more, because when you say the unhealthy relationship with food, then we start thinking about the way our mind works.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hope for Dementia is in the business of improving our mental mm-hmm. and cognitive health. Mm-hmm. Okay. So est-ce que tu peux, Lauriane, nous donner des conseils de comment est-ce qu'on peut faire le maîtriser les émotions et la connexion avec la nourriture. How can we mm-hmm. manage our emotions and our connection with food?
Donc, essentiellement, je pense qu'il va falloir manger avec une meilleure conscience et une meilleure intentionnalité. Il faut être intentionnel lorsqu'on mange. On devrait se poser des questions. Moi, je vais commencer avec la base, et on devrait se poser des questions. Lorsqu'on était plus jeune, est-ce qu'on avait une crème glacée après le repas parce qu'on a tout mangé notre nourriture? Est-ce que la raison pourquoi on mange, c'est parce que c'est une récompense et c'est une réponse positive qu'on essaye de solliciter dans notre corps et dans notre cerveau? Je pense qu'on devrait commencer à partir de là. Et après ça, c'est aussi avec l'exercice. Est-ce que je fais du sport tout simplement parce que je veux perdre du poids? Mais le sport, ça peut amener tellement plus.
Okay.
Ça peut amener à une meilleure gestion de tes émotions. Ça peut amener à une meilleure autorégulation de ton stress. Ça peut amener une meilleure planification, organisation de ton temps. Et aussi, il faut pas oublier que une meilleure santé cognitive, ça amène aussi à une meilleure santé physique et émotionnelle. Donc, oui. Ça prévient les maladies.
Oui. Oui.
Donc, faut aussi voir que faire de l'exercice de façon régulière, c'est un mode de vie.
Oui. Et donc, si je peux maintenant, ça, c'est la philosophie d'espoir pour la démence.
Mm-hmm.
Donc, c'est les saines habitudes de vie.
Mm-hmm.
Et aussi, que nous faisons promotion des saines habitudes de vie. Et de plus, nous faisons promotion de la conscience. Nous avons un programme manger en pleine conscience pour un cerveau en santé. Et donc, là, on fait apprendre aux aînés, aux clients que nous avons, que il faut être très conscient de ce qu'on mange et pourquoi est-ce qu'on mange et quels sont les choix. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we get back, what I'm going to do is we're going to just continue unpacking these tips to stay physically active and the connection that it has with your brain health.
105.1 Mike FM.
When talking about real estate in Montreal, Carl knows. Hi. I'm Cal Rémillard-Fontaine, real estate broker with Profusion Immobilier, member of Forbes Global Properties. With 20 years of experience, I understand how the market works and I generate exceptional results for my clients. In 2023, I was inducted into the prestigious Billionaires Club of Who's Who in luxury real estate. Hard worker, honest, discreet, and down-to-earth, and a great negotiator, I get record prices for my clients. Cal Rémillard-Fontaine, Profusion Immobilier, no other name should come to mind. 514-726-2077. That's 514-726-2077.
Mike.
Il n'est pas toujours facile de maintenir le cap sur les résolutions du nouvel an. Voici quelques conseils pour vous motiver. Savez-vous que vous pouvez réduire de 40% votre risque de développer la démence? Espoir pour la démence, un organisme engagé à la promotion de la prévention de la démence, dispose d'un centre de ressources en ligne qui offre des conseils et des outils pour vous aider à réduire les risques de démence par la nutrition, l'exercice physique et l'interaction sociale. Visitez le site espoirpourladémence.org et découvrez comment vous pouvez vivre votre vie au mieux de vos capacités en 2025.
That's right. Camille Isaacs Morel back here in studio with Lori B, coach. We're speaking on behalf of Hope for Dementia. We're talking about staying physically active and its impact on reducing the risks of dementia. And before we went to the commercial break, we spoke about our relationship with food, the fact that we have emotional connections, we think about food a certain way, and the programs at Hope for Dementia, such as mindful eating for healthy minds, manger en pleine conscience pour un cerveau en santé, these programs, and as well as bouger pour un cerveau en santé, move for a healthy mind, which Lauriane leads. These programs are designed to let people be very conscious of the decisions that they're making about their health, particularly eating, physical exercise, and socializing. Those are three areas in which, broad areas in which we can modify the risks of dementia. So, Lauriane, avant d'aller à la pause, vous avez, tu as mentionné les cinq trucs et astuces pour garder le cap pour les résolutions. On a parlé de notre relation avec la nourriture, de changer aussi notre approche concernant la nutrition. The importance of taking rest days, which is counterintuitive. Il faut se reposer et prendre une pause. And l'importance de faire les exercices dans les lieux avec les personnes qui vous plaisent, et aussi de embarquer dans les exercices qui sont vraiment adaptés à vos besoins. So if you could just get into some details on stop doing exercises you don't enjoy in places you don't enjoy and with people you don't enjoy. How do we connect with people? That's the first thing. And I know it's obvious, you know, friends, people you like. But then we live in a country where the weather very often dictates our activities or puts a damper, pardon the pun, on our ability to socialize. So should we have a plan B when we can't go walking outside? What could we do instead? What
are 100%. Things we can do? Yeah. I think it's always good to have plan Bs. So I think a good plan B is to work out at home.
Okay.
I think one thing that the pandemic has taught us is that you can create your own gym at home. You can work out on Zoom. I actually have seniors that train with me on Zoom from the United States.
Wow.
And it's great. They're in Florida. We're in Canada.
Nice.
And so, you know, there's a difference in temperature. But the beauty is that we're still able to connect regardless of whether it's raining, snowing, whether there's a snowstorm, whatever the situation or those circumstances that we cannot control, you're able to virtually. And what I like about working out virtually in a group live is that you can still get that social aspect of connecting with people that you like, doing something that you like. And then that space, it's not outdoors, it's online. Yeah. So having that online option, even if it's not on Zoom, there are so many resources available on YouTube or any fitness platform.
And the Hope for Dementia website.
Exactly.
Actually, there are some videos there that people can follow where Lorianne is showing you different variations also of exercises for seniors. There's no exercise that I believe that can't be modified to, or adapted to the needs of persons. So we do have a resource center, un centre de ressources en ligne, espoirpourladémence.org, hopefordementia.org. And there are lots of resources there that talk to you about proper nutrition as well as good physical exercise. So I just wanted to go on to speak more specifically about Move for a Healthy Mind. Le programme Bouger pour un cerveau en santé, qui est guidé par Lauriane, dans les résidences. Maintenant, nous avons approximativement 40 participants qui m'ont demandé plusieurs fois, quand est-ce qu'on va avoir une répétition? On aime Lauriane, on aime, c'est vraiment nécessaire, c'est très valorisant. It's very valuable. We love these exercises. We need to have Lauriane come back. And yes, she is coming back. And if I may make a little plug here, if we have any of our listeners who are interested in this program, get in touch with us at Hope for Dementia Info at hopefordementia.org. And if you'd also like to contribute financially to make sure that this program continues, please feel free to do so. Contact us at Hope for Dementia. Our website is hopefordementia.org, or in French, espoirpourladémence.org. Okay, donc, parlons maintenant de bouger pour un cerveau en santé. C'est pas tout le monde qui est dans tes classes qui sont capables de suivre les exercices, les postures et tout ça. Comment est-ce que tu traites avec tout ça? How do you handle all of that, Lauriane?
Donc, premièrement, les exercices, c'est pas quelque chose que les gens doivent s'adapter aux exercices. C'est les exercices qui s'adaptent aux gens. Donc, que tu sois dans une chaise roulante ou que tu sois habile sur tes deux jambes, on va modifier l'exercice pour que ce soit approprié pour toi. Donc, même dans un environnement de groupe, il y a toujours des variations d'un même exercice qu'on peut faire soit assis ou soit debout. Ça, c'est la première chose. Et puis, la deuxième chose, c'est que j'encourage les gens à respecter leur corps. I encourage people to respect their bodies wherever their body can lead them that day. That's what is good for them, and to have joy. So, I think that exercises are adaptable to people. We adapt exercises to people and not reverse. You know, you don't try to like do the exercise that you can. If you can't do the exercise, then we modify it and we do it for you to be able to do it. That's the first and foremost most important thing. So we always keep in fact the safety factor. So whether you're a person that has better stability and control in a seated position, whether you're in a wheelchair, whether you have a walker, or you're standing, we will adapt. Well, I will adapt those exercises to you, to your to your ability within that program. And so last but not least, I think it's super important to have joy when you do that exercise. Whether you're sitting or standing, it's to have fun.
Thank you, Lorianne. And this is just like an appropriate moment for us to take a pause and listen to the Health Minute.
105.1 Mike FM.
Check up on health with Chris Whitting.
Your feet are not supposed to hurt. That's the message from Dr. Ronald Jensen from the American Podiatric Medicine Association, who talks about heel pain.
Frequently, the first signs of plantar fasciitis is pain underneath the heel when you first get out of bed in the morning. It can also occur after you've been driving for a period of time in those first few steps out of the car, or after you've sat down for a period of time. What happens is while the foot is resting, there's inflammation in the ligament that causes it to contract slightly. So when you first step on it, it can be quite painful. This can be a little bit deceptive for people because after they've walked for a few minutes, the pain starts to reduce and they think they're going to be okay. If it's ignored, plantar fasciitis can become quite severe and interfere with your ability to do your work as well as participate with your family on a day-to-day activity.
With this type of heel pain, you should seek out a local podiatrist who often has some very simple solutions. With Checkup on Health, I'm Chris Whitty.
Mike FM.
We're back in the studio today, Camille Isaacs-Morel with Lorianne. And before we leave you today, we've been talking about staying the course with New Year's resolutions. And I would just like to summarize very quickly. So first of all, there are 14 modifiable risks of dementia, which can be grouped in three general areas: nutrition, physical exercise, and social interaction. If you reduce the chances of having or manage your hypertension, diabetes, you consume less alcohol, you stop smoking, you get up off your couch, you're not depressed, you are mixing with people. Those are some very modifiable risks. And when you're engaged in physical exercise, you tend to reduce those risks that I just mentioned.
Especially group ones.
Yes, group activities. And so it's good to set those resolutions, but as Lorianne mentioned, we have to set SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Yes, that sounds like a mouthful. They're SMART goals. But to be smart about it, as she mentioned earlier, we have to reframe our relationship with exercise. Don't just see it as a laborious task, but as part of a healthy lifestyle. We need to take rest days to let our bodies recover and stop doing exercises that you don't enjoy in places that you don't enjoy and with people you don't enjoy. And track everything other than calories. How well did you sleep? How are you feeling? Why am I eating right now? Why did I binge eat yesterday? What is it I like about my exercise? Start asking those questions. Have some good conversations with yourself. Avoir des bonnes conversations avec vous-même. Et donc, comme mentionné, il faut vraiment établir des objectifs qui sont réalistes. Et donc, avant de quitter, je vais juste demander à Lorianne de nous donner quelques petits mots. Yeah?
Mais oui, thank you so much. Donc, je voulais juste rappeler à nos auditeurs et nos auditrices que les adultes aujourd'hui, qu'on a 20 ans, 30 ans, 40 ou 50 ans, on va être les aînés de demain.
Oui.
Donc, avoir un plan d'activité physique régulier, c'est très, très important parce que ça va déterminer quel genre d'aîné qu'on va être demain. So, it's just to remind our people that are listening, whether you're 20, you're 30, you're 40, or you're 50, you're in your adulthood season. And how you manage your lifestyle, whether you include exercise or not, that's going to determine the kind of senior that you're going to be tomorrow.
Very good point. Very good
point. And so, keeping that in mind, it will impact not only our health span, but our lifespan and the health of our brain.
Brain, yes.
As we age.
Yes. And just some sobering, a sobering reminder here to everybody. Currently in Canada, we have over 700,000 cases of persons living with dementia. If the rate of diagnosis continues, we're looking at 2030, which is 5 years from now, at 1 million people living with dementia. Let's focus right now on taking proactive preventive steps. Visit Hope for Dementia's website. for resources that talk to you about how you can reduce the risks of dementia, get to know our organization, visit our website, hopefordementia.org, espoirpourlademence.org. Merci et bonne journée à vous tous. Et bonne santé cérébrale.
Et bonne année.
Bonne année.